Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, November 24th. A truce between Israel and Hamas has started, which means a pause in fighting in Gaza and hostages being released. A total of 50 people being held by Hamas are due to be freed under the agreement, but only 13 of them are expected to be returned today. Qatari officials say they're all women and children, and Egypt says 12 Thai nationals being held by Hamas will also be released today. CNN's Clarissa Ward is at one of the hospitals in Israel that will be receiving some of those children.
We have been talking to some of the staff inside, and as you can imagine, they are trying not to get their hopes up too much, but they are incredibly excited. They are very nervous. They told us they have not been sleeping, and they are doing everything they can to ensure that they have the warmest, calmest, safest welcome possible.
In exchange for the hostages, the deal calls for Israel to release 150 detained Palestinians over the coming days. And a Palestinian official says that will include 24 women and 15 children being freed today. This is the first significant deal we've seen between the two sides since Hamas launched a brutal terror attack on Israel, killing about 1,200 people on October 7th, and Israel retaliated by declaring war and bombarding Gaza with airstrikes and a ground incursion. And the truce brings a four-day pause in that bombardment, bringing some much-needed relief to the people of Gaza.
We are tired. People of Gaza are tired. We left to the south, but we are not comfortable. We are getting displaced from one place to another.
Aid has begun arriving inside the Gaza Strip in the hours since the truce took hold. An Egyptian official says at least 90 aid trucks have entered so far through the Rafah border crossing, with 200 expected daily. Those supplies are desperately needed after weeks of airstrikes by Israel, which continued right up until the truce. The one-year window to file a sexual assault lawsuit under New York's Adult Survivors Act has now closed. CNN's Cece Armstrong has more.
So, Joe, the act allowed people who were 18 or older at the time of an alleged offence to file a lawsuit against their abusers and the institutions that enabled them, regardless of the statute of limitations. More than 2,500 suits were filed in the last year, one of the most prominent ones being brought by journalist E. Jean Carroll against former President Donald Trump for sexually abusing her in a New York department store dressing room in the 90s. In May, a jury found that Trump did abuse Carroll and awarded her $5 million for battery and defamation. In the final days before the look-back window closed, a surge of suits were filed, including one against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, accusing him of a 1993 sexual assault. Adams says that it's, quote, absolutely not true, and that he doesn't remember meeting the person who filed the lawsuit.
Now, survivor advocates are pushing for an extension of the window, or for a more permanent way for people to seek legal accountability for their abusers. Residents in the town of Livingston in Kentucky can now head back to their homes after a train derailment forced them to evacuate over Thanksgiving. More than a dozen freight cars came off the tracks Wednesday, spilling molten sulfur and causing a fire which had the potential to make the air unsafe. The train operator, CSX, says the flames have now been put out, and the air quality has been checked, so it's safe for people to go home, while the cause of the crash is under investigation. Coming up, Oscar Pistorius is getting released on parole. After nearly 11 years behind bars, Paralympic sprinter Oscar Pistorius will be released on parole in January. That's according to prison authorities in South Africa. Known as the Blade Runner, Pistorius was sentenced to 13 years and 5 months in prison for shooting his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp 4 times through the bathroom door of his house in 2013. He says he mistook her for an intruder, but prosecutors said he killed her in a fit of anger after they had an argument. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.